This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now time for us to do our thing here. As far as talk radio stories are concerned, thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, I have my DJV gang. We are here together from the DJV show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and me, Doug Steffen, to go through the top 10 stories this week with our comments and thoughts as to what is actually going on, how they impact us, how they may impact you. Some items here that you would expect and some items you may not expect. Thanks there. Again, the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list published at talkers.com every week. The people on the list, the stories on the list. At number 10, a focus on the fellow who runs Disney, which is the largest entertainment company in the world now. I wonder what Walt Disney thinks there in his frozenness. He's in a cylinder. Cairo, what do they call it? Cairo, what is that stuff? That
Cryogenic.
That's it, yeah. He's under what he's thinking about all the things that Disney is doing. Anyway, this guy who's not going to leave, according to the first reports, for a couple of years, all of a sudden stepped down. And people are still wondering, is there anything that had happened the last few days indicating why he did it? I haven't seen anything. Have any of you ladies seen anything that would indicate why it was done so immediately?
Mm-mm.
Crickets. Nope, guess not. All right, well, anyway, that's number 10. Don't have
I think
much
they
to
ruled out health stuff, because usually when someone resigns that quickly, you kind of go right to health. But I think that he issued a statement saying it had nothing to do with that, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. All right, number 9, the college admission scandal. The date has been set for Lori Loughlin to be tried here in Boston. This, I don't understand. My focus on this is swift justice. They're not going to have a trial on this now until October.
Yeah, they keep delaying it. And
yeah,
I don't blame them. I mean, they're scared, so they're trying to do as much as they can.
Well,
I saw something that there's new evidence that the lawyers have brought forward.
Right. Yeah.
Something about Rick Singer. I don't know specifically what it means, but something about Rick Singer, who's the mastermind of the college admission scandal. Something about him working with the FBI, and maybe they're going to claim it was entrapment. I'm not sure,
they didn't realize when they were talking to him that Rick Singer was already speaking with the FBI. But they're saying that he told them that it was all for charity. So basically, they thought that they were making a large charitable donation to get their kids into the school, which, by the way, happens all the time. That's how many people go to USC, is by making large donations to the school.
Yep.
And so that's what they thought was going to happen. But I guess they didn't realize that they could be in trouble, or at least that's what they said, for making up all the facts about how their kids actually got in.
I'm betting that they're clever enough and they have enough money that they're going to get off, or they're going to get they aren't going to fare any worse than Felicity Huffman did. She went in jail and she's out of jail. Right?
She was out in like 11 days or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But the most recent one, remember the Hot Pockets lady? She got 5 months this week. She
That's
got
right.
sentenced to 5 months. So
well, that means she'll stay in for 5 months. She could be out in 5 days too, just like Felicity Huffman was. Depends on who gets involved in it, one way or another. Mm. Number 8 on the list of stories, the presidential visit to India. Was that like a blip on the radar screen this week? He was there for 36 hours, and it was some kind of, not, it wasn't just a visit.
I don't think so. There was a big rally. It was the biggest rally for Trump ever, and particularly overseas. 110,000 people came out, and it was called Namaste Trump, and he did a big rally over in India. They seem to like him over there because he preaches about religious freedoms, protecting people's religious freedoms, and, of course, the trade agreement. And when he was over there, he sold, I think, $3 billion in military equipment to the Indian government, and then also started working
he sold
on
it?
Well, the government.
We said it was okay for him, yeah.
Right.
But government didn't.
Well, the religious freedom argument was met with a lot of criticism because of how India is treating the Muslim population, which is basically
putting them in concentration camps.
I don't know if Trump knows that, but to be preaching and praising a country for, you know, respecting other people's religious beliefs, that really sounded very tone deaf. It was not a great look.
You know, there was also something I saw this week about how there's a profile of Norman Mineta. Anybody here remember who Norman Mineta was?
No.
Norman Mineta was the Secretary of Transportation both under Clinton and Bush. He was a congressman before that. He came to this country, or his family did, as Japanese immigrants in the 30s. He was born in this country, naturalized citizen, yet he spent the war as a child in a camp, in one of those internment camps for the Japanese, from 42 until the end of the war. Spent 3 years in the middle of nowhere in Wyoming. And the story is very interesting about him, and he points out that not only did that happen to the Japanese, these were Japanese Americans or Americans who were all legitimate citizens, but it happened after September 11th to tens of thousands of Muslims who were American citizens who just happened to be Muslim. They were put into camps too for quite a while. And if I knew it, I didn't remember it, frankly. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff. It isn't a bad thing to remember those sorts of things. And I say that because the Indians have become really notorious, as far as what I can see, as to how they're prejudicially handling any Muslims that live in their country. Uh-huh. So you may be right on that, Victoria. Anyway, the next item, number 7, as we work our way toward number 1 here, the opening of the Conservative Political Action Group, or whatever, CPAC. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so why is that important, Jennifer? You're our resident CPAC person, I suppose, or go-to person.
Well, I don't know if it's important. Certainly, it's newsworthy. I don't know if they're out there, curing things. But the reason CPAC's important is it's the largest gathering, I would say, in the country of conservative minds and thinkers. And pretty much everyone who's anyone shows up at CPAC. The vice president spoke. The president speaks. It seems that everybody kind of comes in and kind of rallies the troops. And especially important during an election year when you want to make sure that your party's united, facing off against the Democrats in November. So I think that's what makes it more important this year than probably other years, because it is an election year and you want to make sure that everybody's kind of lining up and enthusiastic and getting ready to go and get people out to vote.
I remember in years, I actually went to one of these 1 year. Oliver North invited me to come, and I went, and I'm trying to remember how long ago it was. It was quite a while ago. I remember when North was here. And when I say here, he and I shared microphones in the same network. My originating network is Radio America, and North had a program on Radio America for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. And I remember going over there and thinking I was in a, even though he, my political leanings actually are much more to, the right than they are to the left, except that I just, this group think thing and the way people have emerged as sort of leaders just leaves me cold. So, but I do remember thinking it was quite a group. It was kind of bizarre, actually, seeing some of these people. I don't know why. It was bizarre. It was a bizarre. Have you ever been, Jennifer, to one of them?
No, I actually would like to go. I've been invited the last couple of years to go and broadcast, and mm-hmm. I just haven't been able to get it together just to try to coordinate everything. But I'd like to go at some point. I think I would probably like it.
Yeah, you probably would. All right, 16.
I love groupthink with all my friends.
Gee, really? Well, here you are with your friends. How much groupthink there is here? Well, there are a lot of things that we groupthink on, but our job here in this hour is to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the lists, the stories, the people. As the folks at Talkers Magazine every week survey hundreds of talk radio stations and programs and hosts. So that's what we're going through in this hour. Stay tuned for us as we work our way toward number 1 to try to get to the people list as well as time allows. Right now, though, a focus on how comfortable how really good you felt this morning when you got up. Did you have a great night's sleep? And if that's the case, you're using my pillow products. The pillows themselves, the travel pillows, the accessory pillows, the seat cushions that they make. How about the mattresses, mattress toppers? You go on and on. The list is extremely long now at MyPillow.com. I have a copy of a book that was sent to me by Mike Lindell. The book is called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And he sent this to me for a reason. I'm sure that he sent it to me for a reason, because he wanted us to know about his story and how it really has become a great American story. Here's a guy that was down and out, and I mean really out. And he came around and started he made these pillows in his garage. He's an engineer by trade. And it started from there. In 2008, MyPillow's proprietary fill was patented. So it's got a patented fill in it. It'll give you the rest of your life. And his story is interesting. You'll find the book at MyPillow.com, too. Quite an inspiration. Check it all out. Go online, MyPillow.com. Most important thing is you can save big time using the DJV code, up to 66%, depending on the product that you're, you know, all the way from towels to sheets to mattresses. Save big and enjoy a wonderful night's rest every night, courtesy of MyPillow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Health officials around the world are working to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Here in the U.S., the CDC is looking to companies to provide better, faster testing for the virus. Joshua Trotta of Thermo Fisher Scientific.
Thermo Fisher has been looked at as a global manufacturer and supplier to groups around the world, H1N1, SARS, MERS. Thermo Fisher has worked with the CDC for many years. So we enable them with the right tools for them to develop tests.
Tools like Thermo Fisher Scientific's Quant Studio that can test for the coronavirus by nasal or cheek swab. Unlike old methods that use cultures and take 3 to 5 days, this machine can produce results much faster.
So the test only takes about 2.5 hours. It will accelerate people's ability to rapidly identify patients that have the coronavirus, and then to also identify, equally importantly, people that don't have the coronavirus.
Trotta says quick detection is the best defense against spreading the disease. For more, go to thermofisher.com.
The top radio countdown.
All right, next up here on our overview of the hot stories this week from the Talkers Magazine list, number 6, the campaign of the president has sued the New York Times. What's this all about? What are the Times? I don't know enough about this to be dangerous. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
Only because it was an opinion piece, so I don't know. This could kind
of go
either way.
They're not going to get far at all. Yeah, no, they're not going to. Opinion piece is this subject to free speech. This is a free speech issue. They're not going to get anywhere with this. So why would they even bother? They have to know that they're not going to get anywhere. Is it just because, you know, it's obvious the New York Times?
I think because the allegations were that the campaign was colluding with Russia. It was Russia quid pro quo.
Think that's the first time that's appeared in print, for God's sake?
No, it's been all over the place. But now that those theories have been debunked after investigation and investigation after investigation, I think that they probably take issue with the fact that people are still writing pieces to try to bolster the fact that Trump was somehow colluding with Russia.
Well, he doesn't help the optics by some of the things he says and does with Putin, that's for sure.
I think the optics help him a lot.
Really?
The
Top Radio Countdown.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schilling going through the top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine. The charts are for the week of February 24th to the 28th. Last week of the month, we got leap year going for us, so the month's not quite over. Well, as you hear this over the weekend, it'll probably be there. Some people listen to this on Friday, some Saturday, some Sunday, but here, there, and everywhere, with number five now on the list, the verdict of Mr. Weinstein. And what happens? What's the overflow? What do you ladies, collectively, we've had lots to say about this since it all started, the Me Too movement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Are the women who charged him feeling, is it vanquished? What's the right word here? Feeling satisfied?
Vindicated.
Should they be? Vindicated, thank you. Yeah, are they? Have they been?
I
should
think
they be?
You have, a few have made statements saying that that they felt a sense of relief, that the justice system worked in their favor in this case. I think only Bill Cosby was upset by the verdict, right? Didn't he make some weird
statement? Yeah, he was not happy with it.
So, yeah. So I think overall it's been, you know, very positive. I think Ronan Farrow made a really great point this week. You know, he helped kind of launch this movement against Harvey Weinstein and the investigation. And he said, you know, this is a victory, but also remember how many women came forward at great personal expense who weren't believed. You know, 80-some women have accused him of doing what the six women on trial, or the six women who testified, also verified. So I'm sure it's a very difficult time for a lot of women with a lot of mixed emotions, whether it was Weinstein or if you have your own Me Too movement. It's a very emotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious. I just thought it was interesting the way he handled it and his lawyer handled it with the walker and all of that.
Oh,
we seem to see a lot of people.
Oh.
Yeah, we seem to see a lot of people do that. Bill Cosby did that as well. I don't deny that he looks bad. I mean, he looks like he's in worse shape than ever. But I thought it was interesting. He got himself out of going to Rikers for a couple of days, checking into Bellevue.
Oh yeah, chest pains.
Right.
Hey, let me be honest. If I were going to Rikers, I'd probably have chest pains too.
Chest pains as well. Yep. Number four this week, the shooting at the Moores, at the Coors plant out there, and the reason for it,
I think a lot of, as we get into the weekend here, a lot of different information is coming forward about this fellow's relationship with some of his co-workers and why he was upset. And that obviously doesn't justify anything like this. But was he stable enough? Should he have had the gun? Anybody know about where the guns came from? Were they his guns?
He was a gun collector.
He was. Okay.
And he was a known collector. I don't think anyone had any issue. That's the most bizarre part about all this. There was one coworker who came forward anonymously and said that, you know, the guy had some problems with one other coworker, that he had been watching movies all the time on his phone. The other coworker had an issue with that, you know, and that's kind of where it all stemmed from. But everyone else who seemed to know this guy, his neighbors said that he was wonderful. He went and helped out the elderly neighbors. Other people who worked with him said that he was a friendly, normal guy. It's one of those things where he just snapped, I think. Yeah. It was a little weird when he said that he was starting to tell people at work that he thought that his coworkers were sneaking into his house and moving his furniture around.
I think he had mental. I think there was
obviously that's a, you know, unless he had a ghost, and I'm not saying that that's not real, but I don't think his coworkers were moving his furniture around in his house.
They identified, and I know we don't like to use the names of the shooters all that much, but for just point of reference, his name is Anthony Farrell, and was 51 years old. He worked for them for 17 years as an electrician, and according to the police chief, they still don't have the motive, but again, there's speculation, as you guys mentioned, that it was a moment where he thought he was being discriminated against because he was African-American. He watched movies on his phone during the day, which led to disputes between him and another electrician, and that could have led to it as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, they joked about it.
They accused each other of stealing tools and tampering with equipment and stuff.
And some of the coworkers just kind of laughed about it. All right, so that's number four. We have the top three coming up in the next half hour here on the Talk.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We really believe that the risk at this point is increasing.
Kathy Lopie with the Washington State Health Department announcing two new presumptive coronavirus cases. KOVR-TV's Marissa Perlman.
We spoke with Dr. Jeffrey Klausner. He's an expert in the field of infectious disease. He says the team will engage in what's called contact tracing, interviewing family members and trying the impossible task of finding anyone who came within 6 feet of this infected patient.
You try to develop a list
of all these contacts with their names, with their phone numbers, and then you begin the laborious process of trying to contact them.
He says getting 100% of the people who made contact is impossible. And once contact is made, that same team will decide if they need to engage in quarantine protocol.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The charts for this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the subject of this hour with the DJV gang, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and the list from Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com. End of the week sort of celebration, if you will, of the news talk radio business, the same as the music stations have their countdowns. We do that for News Talk Radio. Number three on the list, just to quickly go over, number 10, the end of the era at Disney for Bob Iger, who has stepped down as the CEO. The college admission scandal, excuse me, number 8, that's number 9. Number 8, the Trump visit to India. Number 7, CPAC opening up. Number 6, New York Times being sued by the Trump campaign. The verdict in the Weinstein case, number 5, the shooting in Milwaukee, number 4. And so now we get to number 3, which is a focus on what continues to be a football, political football, and reality. The climate change, weather, what is the weather doing, how is it changing? I was talking earlier about a NASA video that's floating around that I happen to see on the plane, and it really tells a very interesting story about our planet, how things are changing, how things have changed, what the reality is for the future of our planet. There's a lot of political hay and big business gotten involved in the climate change thing, whether you agree or disagree. I don't see anything new here, frankly. It's the same old, same old. I don't know why people keep talking about it, because nothing changes. What are we talking about here? Why are we talking about it? What new comes, what value is the discussion? Please help me understand this, ladies. Of what value is a continuing focus on climate change when the issue and the points of view stay the same?
Well,
crickets.
I think there are a lot of issues that don't change, but people disagree on the...
Why keep talking about it?
What do you mean?
Well,
what
I,
you
think, I can't just sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, it's too big of an issue. I mean, look, Antarctica right now just it hit like 63 degrees this year. That's insane. The planet is incredibly, it's changing and it's warming, and you know,
but
you
the planet has done that thousands of times
extent,
over its
though,
history.
Doug,
we don't know that because we've never been around. We only can judge by what they do in the core. They drill into the core of the surface of the planet to find out what the history of the planet is. So there's no real thing. I don't disagree that mankind has had a dramatic influence on what it is that's going on and how it perhaps plays out. But there's the little things, the industry, I think the story is what's been created out of the fear of what happens if we don't do anything. It's a lot of money.
It's a money-making industry.
Right.
And
yeah.
Regardless of whether you believe that man is influencing climate change or not, look, I think anybody is silly who says that they don't believe that the weather changes, that climate is changing and all of that. But the debate comes back to whether or not you think it is man-made or if everything that we do here on this planet could have any kind of lasting impact on the temperature of the globe. I don't believe so. I don't think that it's
not
all
much.
Carbon emissions. Right. I don't believe if we were all living perfect lives that it would make that much of a difference. I believe in personal responsibility, and I think we should clean up after ourselves. I think that's very basic stuff.
Did you see that picture, by the way? This is a good... Thank you for bringing that up. There was a picture, and I can't remember, I think it was Denmark, some country where in a harbor they had collected what amounted to acres and acres, but it's still in the water. They were sucking the plastic out of the water. And this is in a country, a Scandinavian country, if I'm not mistaken. The amount, the tens of millions of bottles and pieces of plastic and stuff that was right in, it was close enough in to the harbor that they could gather it. And they have new machines now that you see all over the place. The ships
they've been doing
that
right under the Golden Gate Bridge. They've been sweeping.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Like a, kind of like a, it's like a Roomba, but it's in the water. It's kind of like a giant Roomba that's collecting. But the problem is it's the microplastics that it's too fine
in the toothpaste
to even capture.
Yeah.
Well, it's microbeads and microplastics. And by the time plastic has been sitting in the ocean for that long, it's broken down and there's nothing anyone can do. There's no net fine enough that can actually scoop it up. And that's where we've got the garbage
belt
now.
Yeah.
And the fish are eating and then we're eating it. So we've got plastic in, you know, how many humans have they already tested now? And they analyze people's poop and everybody's got plastic in the poop. So it's like, all right, well, if we want to continue trashing the planet, this is what's going to happen. We're trashing our own bodies as a result.
This may be too much information, but I just had my physical, blood test and other things, and plastic was found in my... Yeah, listen, so it's everywhere. Okay, and I'm
but
and I'm.
You think it's too much information? That's when I know there's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. An alarm goes off in his head.
Ding da ding da ding da ding da ding ding number. Oh well, then let's put the health care thing certainly goes hand in hand with the presidential race, which is number two this week. The health care reform, sort of 3A, if you will, on the list from Talkers Magazine. The presidential race and the focus on Bernie's plan and how nobody else wants to embrace it. And
well,
how the
it's
Democrats.
Not that nobody else wants to embrace it. Everybody's got some sort of like mini plan. The problem, I think, this week is that Bernie Sanders was asked, and I think it was by Anderson Cooper, it was on CNN, how do you pay for this? How much is this all going to cost?
I don't know.
And he says, well, we're going to pay for it this way. And he was pressed, and credit to CNN for pressing him, saying, okay, well, if you don't know how much it's going to cost ultimately, how can you say you're going to pay for it? Because you can't. And are you just selling people a bill of goods?
Why is there so much support for Bernie Sanders? I don't get it, given what he
really
stands for.
Promising people free stuff.
But are people dumb enough to buy that?
Yes, because young
people... My God.
And look, I love... I think there are some amazing
Kara's
people that
are coming
up. Kara's
a young person. She's not dumb by any stretch of the
imagination. I think, like I said, I think there are some amazing people coming up. But I think, by and large, the group of young people that are coming up have not been taught what your generation was taught, and even to some extent my generation, that you come to America, you work hard, you improve your life, you get better, it's a land of opportunity. Now people are getting married to the government. And that is what Bernie Sanders is playing into, the idea that the government should be taking care of people instead of people taking care of themselves. And that's what disturbs me so much, is because young people particularly are embracing that message. And I can't stand it. Ugh, makes me nuts. It just okay. does. I think
and
we
it
all,
does make me
when
nuts
we start
too.
Marrying the government, that's the end of our country's soul,
it's
of
just
who
so,
we are as a country.
It just seems so silly. I mean, there are other things. The kids have stars in their eyes when it comes to the political reality of how to get stuff done. But I think that the other side of it is, Jennifer, that there are so many people disillusioned by not necessarily what Trump has done, but how he's done it, that just, you know, it becomes an anybody but Trump thing. Which is a dangerous way of thinking.
Well, good luck. Good luck with that. If that anybody but Trump is Bernie Sanders, you'll see some real changes.
Doesn't work.
Because I got news for you. Nothing is for free. And so when he talks about free health care and free child care and free, okay.
I'm telling you, on the grassroots, Bloomberg is really inching in there. All of you have had your ups and downs with him. I'm very consistent. When I look at him and when I look at what he's doing in the local areas, even over here, I came back to Massachusetts last night, and there's little pockets, even though one of my closest friends here, when I posted something on Facebook, said, I don't see it, Doug. He invited me to lunch next week. So let's see what he has to say then, because it is, you know, they know Elizabeth Warren can't make it. And they pretty much, I think it depends. Well, we'll all see after the weekend activity in the Carolina.
If Bernie Sanders does, like I think he will do in Super Tuesday, which is what everybody's waiting for, it's done. Unless the Democrats want to come in and totally tick off their base of voters and say, well, Bernie Sanders is not an acceptable choice, which I'm not saying that can't happen. It could happen. But I just don't know that that would be the wisest thing for the party. Yeah.
Stay tuned. Talk Radio Countdown Show. First, a look at the stories. Not a look, but you can hear me, and you can look at the list, actually, at talkers.com. Doug Stephan here, starting at number 10, the fact that Bob Iger has left as the chief at Disney became number 10. Number 9, more focus on who's involved in the college admission scandal. Number 8, the president goes to India, but who noticed? Number 7, CPAC opens up their annual convention. Number 6, the president and his campaign are suing the New York Times in a legal battle over freedom of speech. The Weinstein verdict comes in at number 5. Shooting in Milwaukee, number 4. All kinds of things that are political in the political discourse at number 3. Number 2 is the race and the people involved in it themselves. And number 1, appropriately, the continuing conversation on coronavirus, what it's doing to the stock market, et cetera, et cetera. That's the list on the countdown. All right, coming up, number 1, the discussion of the coronavirus and what effect it's having on us all in various ways. There are 7,000 identified rare diseases and misdiagnosis of common symptoms that can delay treatment. Tomorrow is Rare Disease Day. Perfect time for you to learn all the facts.
This is sponsored by SAP Concur. According to new research from SAP Concur, nearly 60% of business travelers have changed their travel plans because they didn't feel safe. More than 77% of female travelers say they have experienced harassment or mistreatment while traveling. Nearly 40% have been ignored by service workers, and nearly a third have been catcalled during a business trip. Kim Albright, CMO for SAP Concur.
An equal world is an enabled world, and that's the theme of this year's International Women's Day. At SAP Concur, we believe employers need to work harder to better enable women and other business travelers to stay safe. Employers can do this through better training, technology, and other resources. For example, there are apps that can help travelers understand the safety levels of hotel locations and other resources to identify developing dangers.
Executives, corporate travel managers, and employees can learn more at concur.com/travel tips.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps You'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797. The people list on the Talk Radio Countdown from the folks at Talkers Magazine who go through all the stations and hosts and stuff to come up with this list. Bob Iger comes in at number 10 this week, and that's understandable. Michelle Janovs, I think that's how you pronounce her name. She's the college admission star of the week. Mr. Modi, Narendra Modi, is the premier in India. President went to visit with him. A lot of hoopla around that. Number 8. Harvey Weinstein's number 7. Nancy Pelosi is number 6. And from 5, 4, 3, it's all the Democratic candidates. The ones that seem to be getting the most attention are Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. At number 2, Mike Pence, who takes over the job of surveying, but helping to support the work that's being done to keep the coronavirus from becoming a big deal in our country. And at number 1 on the people list, Donald Trump. You'd expect that, as usual. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's get to the coronavirus and the business of how to stop the latest news about the coronavirus. Pretty sobering if you go to China and you understand how many people, first of all, the new cases that have been reported and the ones that haven't been reported. We had on our DJV program this week, was it this week or last week? I can't even remember. They all run in together. Lady from the Epoch Times, who actually this is the Chinese news agency that's in America. This lady grew up in the province where Wuhan is, and says that the Chinese are lying. Gee, really? Really? And that the number actually is 40 times greater than what they reported. So if they say there are 14,000 new cases over there, multiply that times 40, and you come up with about 1.5 million. That's quite a number. And the number of people who have died, they say 242 people have died. Multiply that times 40. And
it would have to be, though. I mean, the proof is in the pudding as to how it's spreading all throughout Europe. I mean, there has to be a large base number for this thing to really spread. And so that wouldn't surprise me if they were lying about that.
No. All right. So, but what does that do for the rest of the world? Knowing that they're a bunch of lying SOBs, we kind of know that. But this is much deeper than just, I mean, it's affecting the economy. People are afraid to travel. They don't even want to touch other people, even in places like America, where this is not really a big deal at the moment. It's not something to get all worked up about. But yet, because the news media is onto it, and maybe that's appropriate. Maybe you guys think that it's appropriate that we are on it this way.
I think it's appropriate to talk about it and disseminate information, but we're sensationalizing it. And I think there are many people out there who think if they get the coronavirus that it's a death sentence. And that's not often the case. I mean, if you get it, obviously you don't want it, but if you get it, you can do something about it.
The governor of Arizona is talking about quarantining some people there. How many people in California now? What did the governor say this week?
They're watching 8,400 cases.
What does that mean, watching?
Or
what does that mean?
Suspected.
Well, but what does that mean, watching?
People who might have come in contact with someone who has it.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Are exhibiting
what does
symptoms
it mean
of the flu.
To watch them? What does it mean? I'm watching you. How are they watching?
To see if they have coronavirus. Yeah.
Yeah, they're in contact, but they're probably going to be doing several, I don't know if it's a blood test.
Do they go
swab
to your house? Knock on your house. Hey, what are you doing today?
Actually, yes, because they want to keep them out of the hospitals, because if they bring those people into the hospitals, they start to spread. I actually heard someone yesterday saying, we prefer if people stay home. home because you're coming into less contact with other people to to contain the spread. But the problem with COVID is that it presents false positives and false negatives. So if you go, there's a you could test positive, you don't really have it. You could test negative and you do have it. There are people who have it and have no symptoms, and then they spread it all around. They don't realize that they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when they say they're watching it. They're keeping an eye on people who have exhibited symptoms.
I got that inly, and nobody can quite figure out what they how it sort of dribbles.
Well, now they're watching the Pope because the Pope is sick.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw Iran's health minister.
No,
he looked like a disaster. So, and then all of a sudden they said he has it. Now most of the Iranian government has it.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things our friends from Iran said that that people on the outside world probably don't realize it, but that travel between Iran and China is so common. It's like going from New York to Boston, and it's
right
not surprising.
Right.
Yeah, it's not surprising that it's spreading.
All right, ladies, thank you. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here with an overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Our purpose here, getting together with you, is for me, Doug Steffen, and Victoria Keelan to go through the top five items this week in the world of technology that are in effect. This is sort of in addition to, if we had 5A, it might be the Barbara Corcoran story of her losing the $400,000, but we have
email
only time.
Phishing scam.
exactly. Look out below. Number five has to do with peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. I know, you wouldn't think peanut butter in tech, but this week, peanut butter in tech made headlines because it's Jif peanut butter wants to help everyone solve the age-old debate, is it GIF or is it JIF? And that's not the peanut butter brand, it's the graphics interchange format, which is a GIF or a GIFY. That's how some people say it, a lot of people say it that way, with a hard G. But JIF wants everyone to know it's just like the peanut butter, you say, even though it's spelled G-I-F in all capital letters, you say it like Jif, like the peanut butter. So if you want to buy one of these limited edition jars of peanut butter that has the GIF label on it, it's $10 on Amazon, and that is just in time for National Peanut Butter Lovers Day, which is March 1st. So
hooray!
You can overspend on a jar of peanut butter.
There you go. Number four this week, as we work our way toward number one, counting the TSA ban on TikTok is a very important story this week.
Yep, the TikTok app has been very controversial because it's a China-based app. Their data servers are not held in the United States. It's on all the info that they have on you as a user, it remains on a server in China. They've been saying things like they're going to have an American CEO based in D.C., blah, blah, blah. I don't think that's going to happen. And so the TSA has stepped up and said they are not going to allow any of their employees to use TikTok for any formal TSA business. So they can use it personally if they want, but no more TSA-related content will be allowed on the app for safety reasons, and I agree with it.
All right. By the way, you'll feel better knowing the TSA stopped me yesterday going through LAX, Victoria, because I had a bag of nuts, and they were very dense, according to the screen, so the officer had to check out my bag to make sure my peanuts, my nuts that I carried in my bag were not going to be a matter of national security.
That's excellent that your nuts are not part of national security.
Bottom of that. All right, keep going, Doug. Three.
Right.
The list. Netflix.
They made headlines this week because they want to make it easier for subscribers to keep up with what's trending and what other people are watching on the platform. So they have a new top 10 row on the homepage. It will be updated every day with the most popular titles within your country, and the position of the row will also change depending on how relevant the shows and movies in the list are compared to what you're actually watching. So it's pretty comprehensive, and it is designed to save people a lot of time. Instead of scrolling through every new release, you can now just kind of cut to the chase and see what the most popular new things are.
Number two, the Pope. This is not somebody that you think is using too much.
He must have a smartphone, right?
Right.
He probably
does.
The
new Pope. This is the new Pope, right?
This is the new
TV.
Pope.
New
Pope 2.0. So you can tell it's definitely 2020 because Pope Francis this week urged Catholics to disconnect from their phones and TVs during Lent, saying that our modern society is inundated with empty words where people insult each other as if they were saying good day. And he is correct. He said we live in an environment that's polluted by too much verbal violence, by many offensive and harmful words, which the Internet amplifies. And he is correct on that. So he said he is urging Catholics everywhere to not troll anybody online, for give it up for Lent, and be kind to one another, which I think is a message that all of us can get behind. You know, the trolling online is really, really bad.
Number one this week on our list of the top five items from the world of technology is a focus on another big breach, a data breach.
Mm-hmm. If you have stayed at any MGM resort, you may want to go and log into your account and check your credit card, make sure that your information that is all correct. Change your password if you are a member of an MGM resort account. They had 10 million customers their data has appeared online on the dark web for sale, ranging from home addresses, contact information, to driver's license numbers, passport numbers in some cases, really sensitive data. Military ID cards and some other information like credit and debit card numbers. This stuff is, you know, once that's out there, there's really nothing you can do. You can freeze your credit report so that if someone has your information, they can't, at least it will stop them from opening a new account in your name. But you have to just practice good cyber security habits, change all your passwords, and make sure you don't use the same password for every account.
All right, there it is. List of the top five items here. Work done by Victoria Keelan. Thank you, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 After the Hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.